This is Carrie Hoffer, Andrew and Pat Brady at his home on March 28, 1996. The subject of his interview is his life and naval career. What is your full name?
Thomas Patrick Brady.
And how did you get your name? Do you know how your mother came up with your name?
Yeah, I was named after both my grandparents. My grandfather Brady was named Patrick O'Dolan Brady, or Old Brady, and then they dropped the O, and then my grandfather Lipham was Thomas Lou Lipham.
What is your last name?
Helen.
Where did you live during most of your childhood?
In Anniston, Weaver, Anniston, Weaver, most of my childhood.
Where do you live now?
Live in Oxford.
When is your birthday?
9/30/42.
So, you're born during World War II. How old were you when your mom died? What do you remember about growing up in the South?
Segregation. I remember we used to catch the bus. It cost a nickel to go to Anniston from where we lived, and the blacks had to sit in the back of the bus and we sit in the front. And they had their bathrooms like at the bus station. They had their part of the bus station. We had ours. They had their bathrooms. We had ours.
Was it like looking in a black and white world? You looked on one side, everything is black, and one side
then
was
black. Then we didn't realize it. But, of course, they had it rough. We had a bad time. Just think, if you were young and you got your family, and say you were a black family, and you decided you wanted to go to Birmingham, and you had to use a bathroom, well, the service station wouldn't let you use their bathroom because you were black. And go to eat, you had to go to the back door and ask them to fix you something to eat, and they'd hand it out the back door. They had a hard time.
Well, so why you didn't go to school with black children?
No, sure.
They had their own school, or did they go to school?
Their own school. Anniston had Cobb High School, and they had Hobson City, and they had another one, Pine Avenue, I think, Pine or something. I can't remember.
Well,
they had their own school.
Were there any blacks in your neighborhood, or was that in Florida?
No, they had their little neighborhood, and we had ours.
You didn't play with them?
No, we didn't associate with them. Of course, we had my mother had a lady, of course, she raised me, I guess, practically helped mother raise me. Her name was Fanny, and she cleaned the house and ironed for us. But she was a sweet old lady.
She was hired help?
Yeah, mother and them hired her to help. You know, do the ironing and clean the house.
Did she have children or grandchildren? Do you remember?
Oh, she had a bunch of kids.
But y'all never knew
them? No, I never knew them.
So you live in a neighborhood?
Yeah, we live in Mount Santa. And we had a scout troop. It was Troop 15. It was sponsored by Carpenter United Methodist Church. We took trips every year, and of course, kids in that neighborhood, they wouldn't have never got to see anything or go anywhere, hadn't have been to that, and we would take a trip, like I went to Washington, D.C., and went to Mexico, and went to Florida, and it was, they did it like in a military theme, you know, if you got demerits and you had to do if you got so many demerits you had to wash dishes and it was sort of on a military
Did you think then that you would want to go in the military?
Well, I knew someday I would. I guess all kids back then thought you would. You'd either get drafted or you'd go
one or the other. Well, did you go to college?
Yeah, I went to Gadsden State in Jacksonville. I went to Gadsden State 2 years and Jackson State a year and a half. I didn't finish. I should have, I guess. But I was I was a barber, and I knew I'd be a barber the rest of my life, probably. And I was going on my GI Bill, but still, it's no excuse. I should have gotten my degree. It's kind of foolish.
What was your degree in business?
Business administration.
Well, how are the schools then, opposed to now?
Well, like we were talking about, they were segregated, and of course, I lived across the street from the grammar school. It was called Sixth Ward down in Oxana, and I guess I'm the only kid in the first grade to play hooky. First day, I wasn't going to go to school. Mother and them, they whipped me, and mother would take me and put me in the classroom. Before she'd get home, I'd get out the window, and I'd beat her home.
You go out the window?
And the principal would come across the street and get me, and I'd kick her all the way back and cry. And they threatened me. They said the police would put me in jail if I didn't go to school. I said, just put me in jail. I'm not going.
Why didn't you
want to
go to school?
I don't know. I was scared. I didn't want to go. Of course, I finally got over that, I guess. They like to beat me to death for it.
Were your other friends that you grew up with, they went to school?
Yeah, they didn't mind. I just didn't want to go.
You deserve to stay at home and play.
Yeah, I was going to play.
Well, tell me about some of your friends in your neighborhood. What did you do as a child?
We played football, and we camped out in the backyard, and played hockey, and roller skates, and we'd take broomsticks and get a tin can, and we'd play hockey, and I liked to knock the Tommy Marshall guy out, and of course he's dead now. A lot of those guys are dead. And Tommy Yarber, the snake man, everybody knows the snake man in school. And they lived three doors down, and he'd go to school, and he'd wrap a snake around his...
So he always liked school.
Oh, yeah, and he'd wrap a snake around his neck, and he'd button his collar. And Miss Ford, I can remember, she was a sixth-grade teacher, and Tommy was in there, and the snake would stick his head out his collar, and, boy, she'd have a fit, and they'd run him home, give him a whipping, and paddling, and send him home. But he had these old pipes that they put under a driveway, he'd turn them upside down, and he'd put his snakes in those pipes, and that's the way he kept them.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Old spread matter, they call them spread matter, and they look just like a rattlesnake, but you make them mad, and they'll just flatten out.
Oh, really?
And look just like a rattlesnake.
Where did he get them?
They'd catch them.
In his pocket?
Yeah.
What do your parents think about that?
Yeah, evidently, they didn't care. His mother and daddy, his mother was a school teacher, and at one time, his dad was named Joel Yarber, and they had a cleaners there on South Noble Street, and I'll never forget, we had a big storm, and, oh God, it was hail. I'll never forget, we had an old screened-in back porch, and everybody was scared dead, and they on the Wilma, the trees were huge, big old oak trees, and those trees were just laying down almost, and I looked out on the back porch and had knocked the screen off, and that whole back porch was probably 4 foot deep in hail.
Oh my goodness.
And Mother Hollis said, Dole's got Max out, and Max had measles, and he was walking up and down the street in that storm with Max, with him with the measles, praying.
Oh.
And everybody thought he was nuts. Of course, he was kind of.
What kind of chores and other responsibilities did you have as a child?
We cut grass. We had those real tight mowers, and we'd have to push it. We didn't have the motors and everything, the power mowers, and we'd push all day long, and then after we got through it, those little real mowers wouldn't cut everything. We'd have to pull the long tassels and take us all day long. And at our house, we had hedges around the yard, and I also had to cut the hedges, you know. We made a bush all the way around the yard, and you had to cut them, you know, and kept them trim and pretty. Granddaddy didn't want us to play in the yard. I'd have to go somewhere else to play. He didn't like us playing in the yard.
So, did your grandma stay with you?
Mm-hmm. They lived with us up until we moved to Weaver when I was 14.
Did you not have any grandma stay with you?
No. My grandfather was a mean man. I had a dog and he hated it. I loved that dog more than anything. I had him for 6 or 7 years. My name was Sandy, and my granddaddy kept griping. Raven came till daddy told me I was going to have to get rid of him. Anyway, they called the Humane Society and they sent a dog catcher down to get him. And anyway, that made me put the dog, they couldn't pick him up, he'd bite him, you know. So they made me pick him up and put him in the dog catcher's truck.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like early in the morning, and granddaddy, we were eating lunch. Daddy had come home from work to eat lunch, and granddaddy said, I thought you put that dog in that truck this morning. I said, I started crying. I said, I did, granddaddy. And I was about to die anyway. And he said, well, I just saw it down at the grocery store at Heck's. And Heck Greg's was the grocery store owner. His name was Heck.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, I took off out the back door, and sure enough, Sandy was sitting down there. So me and him come home, and my dad told my granddaddy that he'd never make me get rid of him again. He said that was bad enough. That was hard to do. And, anyway, Sandy, he went with us to Weaver, and we couldn't keep him out there. I can't remember why, but my brother lived up on the north side of Anniston, McElroy, and we let Herbert keep him until we could get a pen built or whatever, and he got killed fighting out of the dog.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little bitty terrier. He was plastic. He'd fight anything.
What did your parents
see? He didn't like blacks,
did he? Oh, he didn't?
No. And soldiers.
Uh-huh.
A soldier walked by those hedges.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that dog jumped that thing by him.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He didn't like
him. I wonder why. What did your parents see?
My father was a barber, too. Our whole family barbers. My mother, she never worked. She worked off. A 10-cent store selling hats one time. I can remember that.
Uh-huh.
She sold hats. Back then, you know, women wore hats on Sunday. And mother worked in the hat department. But, Chris is up there. They're on the 10th of November. I don't know if you think. I think she made $15 a week.
Wow. Wow.
But the prices of everything, you know, a pack of cigarettes was a dime. You can buy them separate for a penny a piece.
Really?
Yeah.
Of
course, they make more money by selling them separate.
Uh-huh. How many times
packs? 20. So if they sold them for a dime, they made 20 cents off the fact they sold them separate for a penny a piece.
Uh-huh.
Bubble gum was a penny. A Coke was a nickel. Of course, I can remember they went up to a dime. I thought, God, that's terrible. Yeah.
It was a dime.
They had little ice boxes. The ice men would come around, and they'd put a big old block of ice, and they'd take an ice pick and bust it up. And the Cokes were in that cold water and ice. And down from the house, and Sphinx Packing Company, I'll never forget that. They slaughtered beef, and the little grocery stores went down there and they got their hamburger meat and stuff like that.
What did you think about that growing up? I mean, was that not a big deal?
Oh, it was good. It's better than it is now.
Oh, I know, but I'm talking about, you know, about the killing and the cows. And I mean, like little kids now, if you tell them that, they would be like upset. Yeah. Because, I mean, they know that they're eating cows.
It was a normal thing. They had peddlers. From where Helen's from, I'm sure her daddy or Mr. Fogg was probably the peddler, and they'd come by and they had vegetables and chicken, and her mother'd go out and she'd pick out her vegetables and she'd buy chicken and she'd go out on the back porch and she'd grab it by the neck and swing it, throw it out in the backyard. And the chicken would hop around till it died, and then they would take it and she'd dip it in hot water and pull the feathers off and clean it.
So that was all.
Oh, yeah. Back then, chicken was a staple. We didn't have beef, and beef was a luxury. Mm-hmm. You know, you didn't get beef. And of course, a pork chop. A lot of people kill hogs, and you know, every year at a certain time, you know, when it got good and cold, they'd kill hogs, and then they'd salt the fat back down, and the hams and stuff like that. But they canned most of it. They'd can it. And God, it was good. They'd cook it and can it. And boy, I can remember going down to grandmother, and maybe she'd open up the can of pork and make homemade biscuits on that wood stove. God, it was good.